Welcome back, Miss Lang.
Thanks, Ronnie.
A good trip?
Great trip. Composer's retreat in the Adirondacks.
Between every two pines is a doorway to a new world.
Who's that?
John Muir. Here's 16.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Welcome home.
Shit. Shit, shit, shit.
Miss Lang, forgot something in the car?
Lobby.
Of course.
Why didn't you warn me?
Miss?
That Terry moved out? Or that Jeanette happened to visit unexpectedly? Or that they conspired against me and want me to watch something they put together on freaking YouTube?
Well, it's not my place. Lobby coming up.
A warning would have been nice.
Night, miss.
Dorothy Parker, gin martini, up with olives and a twist.
Cool.
Olive and twist. Last time there was no twist.
I love Dorothy Parker.
Not many people know who she is anymore.
I can't hear you. Mind if I move over?
It's not my bar.
My favorite Parker quote might be, "The best way to keep children at home is to make the home atmosphere pleasant and let the air out of the tires."
Why the hell does everyone keep quoting to me today?
Maybe the universe is trying to tell you something.
Oh, I'll say it is.
Bad day?
That would be an understatement. Since you're here, can I get you...
Peter.
Maris. Tea. You're drinking tea?
I am.
If you're going to lecture me on the evils of alcohol, you might as well move your seat back now.
You read a lot into my tea drinking.
Sorry, but you look the part.
How so?
Soft-spoken, cotton shirt, and your sweater looks very soft. Cashmere, maybe.
It is soft. Want to feel it?
Listen, I'm not really into men. Not lately, anyway.
Well, that's understandable. Given the behavior of our species lately, anyway.
Sorry if I'm being cranky, but something really awful just happened, and...
Why don't you tell me what happened?
Sure. Why not? I have nothing left to lose.